wondering if you can kind of take us through the other night, like what, how hard it was to go through that, but then to have the team kind of pull through. It seemed like you were pretty excited in the room afterwards. Just like, I imagine the whirlwind of emotions was kind of insane.
Yeah. I appreciate you putting this so gently. it was tough. You know, you try to prepare the same way for every game, and sometimes things like that just happen. It's the life of an NHL goalie. But for sure it would be, you know, a lot worse if our season ended that night. And so I owe a huge amount of gratitude to the guys, and credit to them for pulling through. And owe UPL a nice bottle of wine and a big hug. So it was tough, but I just got to use that the right way and let it motivate me. And again, that's part of it.
Alex, now that the season is over, looking back on signing here in the summer, how would you say the overall experience has compared to what you expected coming in?
Yeah, it's, I mean, the challenge was charted pretty clearly for us at the beginning of the year. And it's been a long time since this team has been in the postseason, And it wasn't completely an unfamiliar place for me being in Detroit the last 2 years. So you know, I felt like I was prepared for it emotionally and kind of the ups and downs. And the season, it was, as a whole, was just a crazy ride. And, you know, there was some good things, some bad things. But on a general, you know, we accomplished quite a few of the goals that we set out to achieve.
Alex, how would you evaluate your first season with the Sabres? Personally, what you brought to them and what you can bring back to the team going into next season?
Like I said, some good, some bad. You know, we had a, it's not regular to have the kind of sustained success that we had throughout the regular season. And so it's, I'm sure for everybody, it's tough to view this season in any other lens than that. You know, it was just because it was so unexpected and tough kind of to make heads or tails of, you know, that's what everybody wants to know, is how it happened and what happened. And so you're kind of diagnosing everything through that lens. For me personally, just going through it, you know, many times now, it's the there was some success this year, but you honestly just focus on the things that can make you better. And the things that stick with me are, you know, like, oh, I wish I could have done a little bit better in this situation and a little bit better in this situation. And so the hamster wheel just doesn't stop, I guess, is what my ultimate point is. And no matter how the season went, up or down, next season starts, you know, today, to be honest with you. And so that's just the process begins now, and that's kind of just how I operate.
Looking back, why was this the right situation, environment, to bring out your talents or whatever and help you enjoy a career-best season? Like, why was this the place, the team, I guess?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things that go into it. Opportunity, you know, you think back into the preseason, I had an opportunity, I think, just given the situation, to play quite a few games at the beginning of the season. I think that was something that was helpful for me, just to establish how I play and kind of what I can bring to a team. And so, you know, the coaches gave me some trust there at the beginning of the season, and I really appreciate that. I think that helped me a lot. And then on top of that, I mean, just the guys, the talent on this team is, I think, at this point undeniable, and we just kind of found a way to click. And a lot of times it's about luck and right place, right time. And we had, you know, I think like we had a really, really excellent decor this year. And UPL and I were both, you know, finding a little bit of success there in the middle of the season. And I think those things all kind of gelled together. I don't know that it's necessarily like exactly pinpointedly explainable, but it just worked out, and that's how it goes. Sometimes it doesn't. So you have to keep sight of that as well.
A couple things for you, Alex. First of all, how would you characterize the mood today? Are you guys almost in disbelief that you're not getting ready to go to Carolina? Is it hard to – that's the way these seasons end, but what's that like?
Yeah, it's a strange feeling today. I think everybody thought that we had the capability to move forward and had a lot of belief that we were able to move forward. And it ended really abruptly, as it always does. But I think sometimes I've never experienced Game 7 overtime. And I wasn't even playing in the game last night. So I'm sure for however emotional it was for me, it was 10 times more emotional for the guys that were playing. And I've never had that experience before, so to kind of have that abrupt ending when you're on the razor's edge is interesting feeling. I don't feel like I've fully processed. I don't know that I feel like I've fully processed like what happened in December through April, and then now that the season's over, it's kind of just a big mash of things for me. So I don't really have a good answer for you. At this point, just feel like really appreciative to be able to go through the experience and trying to get back into the postseason. As everybody in this room knows, after a long time not being there is extremely difficult. And we worked really hard this year to accomplish our goals. And so I'm just feeling happy about that.
The other point is... you mentioned how you're watching the game as a goalie, that winning goal last night, it's a bit of a knuckle puck. I mean, what did you, if you've looked at the tape, or what did you view of that shot and just how tough a situation that was for Uko?
Yeah. It stinks. I mean, it's, as a goalie, you just take a lot of pride in thinking, having the mindset that you could stop every shot, even if it's unrealistic. And I know Upi thinks that way, and it can drive you crazy sometimes, so I feel for him. But that being said, going into an extremely pressurized situation where all the eyes are on you is to block that out is extremely difficult, and the way that he played last night, there's really not much more you can ask for from my perspective. And I'm just saying as a fellow goalie, and so huge credit to him and the saves that he made in that spot are, it's just unreal. And so, yeah, it stinks that one went in whatever the 12 minute mark, but as a goalie, you just can't view the game that way. You have to just, he should stepped up to the plate and he played well last night. And so it was a good performance.
What do you think you talked a lot this year about adversity kind of being inevitable and, kind of almost waiting for it. I'm curious what you think will be the challenge of building on this and like making sure that it's not, you didn't just end a playoff drought and then go back to the way things were, like what it's going to take to make it sustainable.
Yeah, I've thought about this a lot. And just because you have success one year doesn't mean that it guarantees that it translates to the next year. And it's like a playoff series or a playoff game. I mean, we were always talking about how crazy it was that just like the momentum doesn't flow from even game to game or period to period sometimes. And it's the same principle as a hockey team from season to season. It's just because things really clicked and worked really well this year doesn't mean that it's automatically just going to happen again next year. And the best teams and best players and the best organizations are the ones that understand that and have a healthy fear of that. And I think that's kind of, you know, the adversity. My brain is just trained to kind of think like there's always adversity on the way. And if you're prepared for it, it just, it makes it much, that much easier to get over and move past. And so I think that we have to understand that, that it's just going to be really, really difficult. And not that it's not achievable by any means. It's certainly achievable and it's there, but making it to the final eight is an extremely difficult thing to do. And it's just really hard. And like, realistically, we only got halfway, I mean, to get to the ultimate goal. And it just shows kind of how difficult it is. And it's the same thing with next season, is like, just getting to the playoffs is a huge accomplishment and a huge hill to climb. I don't think that anybody in the room will take it for granted. I think that everybody understands that, but you know, that's always in the back of your mind.
Alex, I try to think back to other years that I've covered. I don't know if I've ever seen, and I want to include Ellison on this, a group of goalies who, when one has a poor game or one gets injured, it seemed like almost every single time the next guy was there and they're performing well. How did you guys as a group be able to, the other was always there to pull the next guy up when they had to, and including what you described in the playoffs here?
Definitely. I think you have to throw Mike Bales in there as well. I mean, the goalie room is a unit to itself, and you're kind of on an island. It's like an individual sport in a team sport, playing goalie. And the goalie room is like that too. And the goalie room has to have a really strong backbone. And I think that we just did a really good job of that this year, of when times were tough, continuing to have our focus set and thinking about the right things. And when times are good, that's when it's probably the most easiest to let things slip. And I just think that we really did a really good job of maintaining that steady, even focus. You know, some of the situations with the injuries this year were kind of hilarious, just in the fact that like one guy would go down and then, you know, another guy would come back from injury. And it was kind of amazing how it worked, like puzzle pieces like that. And that's luck to a degree. Yeah, it worked out really well, and the four of us and the three of us goalies got along really well. And we also pushed each other, which I think was a big part of it, is there were times when we were all very competitive with each other, and I think that we all have competitive personalities, and that helps drive you throughout the course of a long season.